Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
This is live coverage from ABC News. Here is ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky.
Never one for subtlety, Donald Trump flies his helicopter around downtown Cleveland, heralding his arrival to claim the Republican Party's nomination for president. Trump's plane touched down a moment ago, and now he is circling downtown in the Trump helicopter. Trump appeared briefly in this arena on the convention's opening night before he returned to New York and addressed delegates last night by video. And now Trump's helicopter circles downtown Cleveland, letting everyone know he has arrived. ABC's Alex Stone is on the Cleveland lakefront where this chopper will land any moment now. Alex?
And Aaron, to the theme from Air Force One, the movie and only Trump style, his helicopter right now making low passes around us here. We are in a field outside of the Great Lakes Science Center where he is about to land. His dark helicopter with the name Trump emblazoned on the side, about to touch down in this field. Mike Pence, his running mate, standing by waiting for him. The Trump children are also here. Tiffany, Ivanka, Donald Jr., Eric, waiting for their dad to touch down. As it right now, the chopper is getting into position and touching down in front of us. The children looking, smiling, as again the theme to the movie Air Force One begins again and is being pumped to this crowd. The chopper now coming down onto this grass field. You can hear it behind me.
ABC's Alex Stone on this Cleveland lakefront.
This is being seen, Aaron, as Trump's official arrival. Even though he was just here on Monday, this is now the time when Donald Trump believes that this is the moment that he says he is here at the RNC. And right now, grass from the field flying up and hitting all of us. The wind from the rotor quite strong in this area as we wait for the door to open up. The blades are still spinning as Donald Trump has just touched down. A few moments ago, Aaron, when he was in his Boeing 757 landing at the Lakefront Airport here, an airport that has been closed except to Donald Trump as he has been coming in and out of Cleveland, that airplane went right over a Ted Cruz event that's only a couple of miles away. Right as Ted Cruz said, we now have a nominee to booze, that Boeing 757, Trump Force One, as it's been called, flew right over a low pass, maybe just by chance, maybe it was coincidence, we don't know. But it was definitely interesting timing as the chopper now comes to a stop, the rotors stop, the Trump family now walking up to meet their dad.
ABC's Alex Stone live on the Cleveland lakefront where the Trump emblazoned helicopter is touched down.
The next president of the United States, Mr. Donald J. Trump.
You hear the announcement from overhead, and now Donald Trump steps from his Trump emblazoned helicopter onto the grass at the Cleveland lakefront, arms spread wide open, embracing Mike Pence, the first one to greet him, a kiss for Mike Pence's wife, and then greetings to all of his children. He had tweeted earlier that he was so proud of Don Jr. and Tiffany, who spoke here at the convention last night. Eric Trump to speak at the convention tonight. Watching all of this from the bank of Lake Erie is ABC's Alex Stone. Alex.
Right now, Aaron, Donald Trump is standing, beginning to walk in this direction. He was talking to his running mate, Mike Pence, who will be speaking tonight. Pence will be accepting the nomination. We expect that we will see Donald Trump again tonight, even though he said he would not be at the convention every single night. Even though last night it was via video live from New York, he has appeared every single night. Donald Trump now walking up to us here with Mike Pence as they smile, shaking hands. The Trump children right behind them. There are some supporters who are here on the other side of this field as well as we move. Trump is moving past us, getting ready to move up to a field to get into his motorcade. We are told he may make a couple of comments, thanking the crowd. He and Mike Pence pointing to the crowd, saying thank you, giving a thumbs up as he thanks and moves toward his motorcade. We'll have to see here as they walk hand in hand if they will make any comments. We have to expect that they will, being that there are a lot of us, a lot of reporters out here, and a lot of supporters who have been here for hours. And the microphone is going to Donald Trump as that theme from Air Force One continues to play. Trump,
thank you, everybody,
getting ready to speak now.
And we're going to win Ohio, right? Come here, Mike. We're going to win Ohio. We're going to win it all. We're going to make America great again. That's what we want to do. But the last time I got accused of speaking a little bit long, so this time I'm going to speak a lot short. But I just want to introduce a man who's become a friend of mine, somebody who's going to make an unbelievable Vice President of the United States, Governor Mike Pence.
Let's hear it for the next President of the United States of America, Donald Trump. It is such an honor to join your family, to welcome you to Cleveland. We're excited to hear you address the nation tomorrow night. It's been exciting to hear from your family, more to come tonight. And I'm convinced what begins in Cleveland will end in the White House. Thank you, and God bless you, and welcome to Cleveland.
Mike Pence, the vice presidential nominee.
Also congratulate Don and Tiffany, and Eric is going to have his shot tonight, and Eric's going to be great at Ivanka tomorrow night, and my whole family. And Karen, I want to just, your whole family is an incredible family, and we love having you with us in this endeavor, and hopefully we're going to do an amazing job, and an amazing job for the country, most importantly. So thank you very much, and kids, congratulations. Fantastic job. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. We'll go and start working.
Live from Cleveland, Donald Trump arriving as only he can. In his Trump-emblazoned plane, then helicopter, landing on the lakefront by Lake Erie, and then saying, we are going to win Ohio, and we're going to win it all. You're listening to live coverage from ABC News. ABC's Alex Stone is along the bank of Lake Erie, where Trump is now heading toward his motorcade. Alex?
Aaron, imagine any other candidate in history showing up in this form, but this is what Donald Trump does. We have seen it before as he arrives at his events to the theme from Air Force One, whether it be on his plane or his helicopter. In this case, it was his helicopter after his plane. Landing in this field here, Trump emblazoned on the side of his dark helicopter, one that typically is seen in the New York area, today seen flying over Cleveland. Right now, Donald Trump is shaking the hands of supporters who have been here for many hours to get into this area. His motorcade is waiting behind here. They're going to get into that motorcade and then have an evening away from the public, we understand, until tonight's program, the primetime program, when we are told Donald Trump may very well show up again. It seems likely that now that he's in town, he will show up again when Eric Trump will be speaking this evening and when Mike Pence will be introduced as officially the running mate and accept the nomination. But right now, the handshaking continues here on this field on the banks of Lake Erie.
ABC's Alex Stone with us live here in Cleveland. With no hint of subtlety, Donald Trump arrives in this city, a low flyby in his plane before circling in his helicopter downtown Cleveland and this very arena where tomorrow night he'll accept the party's nomination. We're going to win Ohio, Trump said. We're going to win it all. I'm Aaron Katursky. You've been listening to live coverage from ABC News.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.